Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Nun Gimel. Nun Gimel, we are on Nun Beis Ma Beis. Almost at the two dots on a couple of lines up, we are in the sugyas of somewhat of Agadata. We had the Dvarim, the four items that Hashem is Mischari Daleim Kaviyachol, that He created, and Rabbi Yochanan's statement that without these three psukim, then we would have no leg to stand on in defense of ourselves in the future. And we saw the Marsha and Brachas, which says that that's true. We have Bechira Chavshas, but even in a sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have some Rachmanis on us, being that He created these elements as well. Asher Hariosi, He has a cause. He takes part in the blame, so to speak, even though, obviously, we have Bechira Chavshas. So the Torah continued, the Gemara continues, and said, just one other har I wanted to mention from the these four charashim that are mentioned, right? We have the two Mashiachs, we have Elio, and we have the Kohen Tzedek. The Aruch Haner connects these four to another Gemara, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara says there that somebody who does not stand up in their word, someone who goes back on their word, is Makabel curse. It's called the Misha Para. The Gemara there says in Bava Metzia, Misha Para, Midar HaMabel, Umidar HaFlaga, Ume Anshe Sedom, Umi Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim Bayam, He who repaid these four generations, the Mabel, the HaFlaga, the Stome, and the Mitzrayim, Hu Yipara Mimishena Ome Bidiburo, He, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will pay back also one who does not stand up, Omed Bidiburo. So why Dafka these four? Lachin Maskirin Dala Puranios Elu Dafka, Bibresha Bazeh, Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemosha Bakol. These four events, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that He's in charge of everything. Uv Al Kain, Nifra Me Risham Halalu, Bidalad Yisodos. And that's why each four of these were paid back with one of the elements. We know in the ancient times, they believed that everything was made up of the four humors, the four elements, and each one of these events was paid back with one of those. Shekala bruim nivru'u al yadam, dahainu, midar hamabel, nifra b'mayim, the dar hamabel was mayim, midar haflaga b'ruach, the dar haflaga was ruach, as we know, lochein harisham ki yibkamos, asher tizvenu haruach, that's dar haflaga, the anshi stone was be'esh, shehimter aleim gafris ba'esh min ha-shamayim, Mitzrayim bayam nifra ba'afar, and the Mitzrayim was afar. The tchilas avudah ma'isa shenase hayam kemin chomer shenitzvu bo v'lo yachlu lanus. That's why these four. So Misha Para, those Kadosh Baruch Hu paid back using these four yisodos, should also pay back with those who are eino omed b'diburo. And then he connects it to our craftsmen, our four craftsmen who are experts, so to speak, in these four. Avram Avinu, he says, was afar. Remember the Gemara that I'm reviewed through sand and dirt, and it turned into arrows, right? So that's the he's parallel to that offer, and then he connects Avram to shame. Shu Kohen Tzedek Chizek as Avram Bischuso Harishikochol Shol Shem Lachnias Oyve Hashem Ba Offer. Elio was Mayim, right? He was the one that was able to Otzar Esha Talu Matar, right? He was the one that created the drought in the time of Achav. Mashiach Ben Yosef, he says Eish Ubesi Yosef Lehava. And Mashiach ben David, he says, Yachniim Baruach, as he quotes V'yoseh Chotem Megeza Yishai, and it says they're related to to the one that is left. Good, Ruach. Anyway, so these are the four that the Aruch Haner connects to the four of the Misha Para and the four Charashim in our Gemara. We continue. Says the Gemara now, V'haya Ze Shalom. A few lines up from the two dots. How will you bring Shalom? How will one bring peace? Ashur ki yavo ba'arzeinu, when Ashur comes into our land, v'chi yidroch ba'armenoseinu, and tramples on our high places, v'hakimonu alav shiv'a ra'wim u'shmona nesichei adam, Hashem will appoint and raise up for us seven shepherds and eight princes, nesichei adam. Ma'inenu, who are the seven shepherds? So it's not the ushbizen, right? Usually we call them the shepherds, but it's not them. Ma'inenu, who are they? Maninu Shiv Aroim, David Be'emsa, David is in the middle, and Adam Sheis Umisu Shelach Mimino, these three early individuals from on the right side, Avram Yaakov and Moshe Bismolo, Avram Yaakov and Moshe on his left. Those are the seven. Maininu Shmona Nesiche Adam, who are the eight princes of men, Yishai, Vishaul, Vishmuel, Amos Utsfanya, Right, all of these, and the question with the girsa here, ve'elio maybe is added in, u'mashiach, u'tzidkiyo. Right, the question is, what about the order? Tzidkiyo, mashiach, ve'elio. So these are the seven. What is it about these 15 individuals, these eight and these seven? Rashi says, lo yadati bohem tam. I'm not sure. So if Rashi could say, lo yadati bohem tam, he says, kibidumeli, the big shaila is, where's Yitzchak? Right, you have here on this list, you have Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe. Right, if you have the list, you would think that the Yitzchak Avinu will also be there. So he says maybe he went to save his children from Medina Shel Gehenim. Right, he quotes, he's here on the side, Shabbos Peites. Remember that Gemara? Kadosh Baruch Hu was looking for Rachmanis from all the Avos, and Yitzchak's the only one that's able to defend the Klal Yisrael by doing the math, saying half of it, the first 20 years were less than, were not Chai B'dei Shemayim, and then the other half were sleeping and eating and doing our bodily needs, and I was okay myself anyway. So Yitzchak's busy saving Klal Yisrael in that regard, bargaining. So that's why he's not on this list, Rashi says. Okay, so these are the eight and the seven. And again, got to try to look for something unique about all of these individuals. Again, Yishai is the only one out of all 15 that is on the list of the four people that never sinned. Right? Yishai makes this list and not the others. So Yishai has a descendant on the list also. He has, Tzidkiyo and Mashiach. So both of them. Okay, says the Gemara now. Tana. Arbaz Tulamos, talking about the ladders that took place in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Tana, Govo Shal Menorah Chamishim Amah V'chulu. So the Mishnah described that the menorahs were huge, 50 amos high. Farba Yaladim Shal Perchei Kahuna, and there were four young Kohanim. Look, they had 21 lug barrels or bottles or jugs that they used to light the menorah, light these candles with, these big lamps. How big exactly were they? Does it mean altogether there was 120 lug or each one? Tashma, ubideyem kadi shemesh al shloshim shloshim lug. Shem kula me'avesrim lug. No, it's 30 each. So that's the understanding, right? One might say, "Ma'ida hava hava," right? What's the difference? What it was, right? Maybe because it's about what it will be, and how much is one allowed to have in terms of the future. Also, Tana, the hein mishu bachin hayu yoser mi benash al marsa bas baitus, and these pirchei kahuna were in better shape. They were in better shape than even the son of Marsa bas baitus. Amru alav al benash al marsa bas baitus, and they said about Marsa, her son, Shainoto shte yerechos shal shar hagadol, shaluk koch be'alav zuz, he was able to hold two large thighs of a big ox that was bought for 1,000 zuz, shows it's a serious ox, u'mahalich ekev besad godel, and he was able to walk slowly up, right, the big toe to the heel, v'lo henichu echav, and meaning he was able to hold these heavy items. So you see, these kol pirchei kahuna were even stronger. But his fellow kohanim did not let him do this. Let's say by a karban, the karban tamid going up. No, they made him split. They made the kohanim generally, so even though he could carry it himself, they made it be split up. Mishum derov hamadras melech. They made it split up, as we learned back in Maseches Yuma. Many kohanim were involved in bringing the karban tamid from the Azara up to the Kevesh, and then from the Kevesh up to the top of the Mizbeach. There were many Kohanim that were involved because of Rovam Hajus Melech. So they didn't let him do it. So the Gemara is saying here that our Pirchei Kahuna were even more Meshubach. They were in better shape than him. So my Meshubach, in what way? Ilei Mishum Yukra. Is it because they could carry a greater weight than he can? Han Yakiri Tve. But these thighs are even a greater weight than the 30 lug of shemen. So Ella, no, the difference is Hasam, by the carrying the anabah, the thighs, Hasam, Kevesh Umaruba, Velozakif. There you have a nice wide ramp. It's not a small area, and it's not so steep. Hacha Sulamos Vizakif Tuva. Here you're going up ladders with these big weights. So it's much harder, and that's how, in that regard at least, they have something up on the son of Marsa Bas. Basbaitus. If you look in the Rashi here says, what does it mean they walk slowly? So Rashi says, because normally those who carry large loads like to do it quickly. At the very hold, they're going to drop it, so they like to go quickly. So says Rashi on the third wide line, Ekev Sad Godel, Holchin Bekevesh, Benachas, Ekev regal echad b'tzad godel shel chaverta. They used to walk very slowly. V'derech nosei masui larutz. And usually the derech of carrying big bundles was to run. What mashmos do you get from here in terms of running during the avoda? You allowed to run during the avoda? You allowed to run when you have the dam? Make sure not to spill any. Run up the ramp. Is that normally okay? It sounds like he did something extra special. He went slowly. Eke besada godel. He did it and he was able to do it. But normally, Kohanim would, or people would do less, and maybe even Kohanim would do less. This was a sugya that we discussed back in Maseches Yuma on that Mishnah, if you remember, at the beginning of the second parak, where the Ba'alei, Trumas Hadeshen, those who won the contest, the Goral for Trumas Hadeshen, used to run up. The Mishnah describes, Ma'isa Sheyushtayim Shavin V'Rutzin V'Olin Ba'Kevesh V'Docha V'Echad Me'em V'Chaverto V'Nafal, he broke his leg, and we have the different version in the Gemara where one of them even stabbed the other one. But you see, they were running up. Were they faulted for running up? They were faulted for what they did. But was that okay? So says the Tosfos Yeshanim right there, Tema. Kivan da avoda hi kidamrina begemara imkein eich ratzim. How are they able to run? V'ha'amrina v'Yerushalmi debrachos. Yerushalmi says, gabe tfila. Misha omeru mispalel tzarech lahashvos raglav. Right? Comparing avodas karbanos to tfila. You can't be running around during tfila, so you can't be running around during the avoda. So the Gemara answers, Trein Amaron, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Levi, Chad Amar Kemalachim, Chad Amar Kekohanim. Mad Amar Kekohanim, he continues and says that maybe Kivan, De Bishas, Hiluch, Miashun, Ragleim, Kolchkin, Bishas, Tfila, Mu'umad, V'ein Nira, that he continues the question. And it's not, it doesn't appear to me, Lomar De Ratzin, Ekeb, Bitzad, Godol, Ka'amar. They were running, you know, foot to toe. So they weren't really running. They were running in an unusual way. But he says, here's the Yisod. V'shema, kivan shaloha yuadayin asukin ba'avoda, kimo baholachas evarim lekevesh, yecholin larutz. That's what he says. They were only doing a hechsher avoda. They weren't doing the truma. They were running to do the truma sadeshen. That's not a real avoda sort of thing. That's a hechsher avoda. That's not like holachas adam. That's not even though halacha lav avoda he, but compared to going to do the truma sadeshen, it is an avoda. So he says it's not like holachas evarim. Or, and then he continues, umika nire, and then he quotes our Gemara, taha damrina besukka amro lav al penasha barsama baisa shayinota v'chul v'elo akim zed godel shelo laharos kocha osakein ela ki kain sarich lo leilich b'shas avoda. He says, you know why he did that? Because you had to do that. Don't make be mashma that you didn't have to do that. He did that. Other Kohanim didn't carry such a big load. And that's why they were able to go slowly. He, the Chiddush of the Gemara, is that he did that even though he was carrying a big load. But not to say that other Kohanim didn't have to do that either. That's an important discussion about running during the Avoda. Running during the Avoda, is that appropriate? The Rambam even mentions this in Sefer HaMitzvos in Lo Sasei 80. Lo Sasei Pei, where he talks about the Isser of going up the ramp with steps. Right, the pasuk at the end of Yisro, Shesiranu me'alos alam izbeach b'ma'alos, kedei shalu yifsa psios gasos ba'aloso, aval yelech ekev zaragodel, and then he continues, kishe'ola alam izbeach lo ye posea psia gasa, elamalech ekev zaragodel, v'chol mi shepasa psia gasa alam izbeach, ad sheyegaler baso loke. So it's not just an Isser of steps, it's Isser of even running and revealing one's legs when they are running. Right, that also would be included in the Isser, says the Rambam. It's not just in terms of how it's built, but how you run up, how you walk up. That's what the Rambam would say in Sefer HaMitzvos. So, that's what the Gemara says regarding the son of Marsa Bas Baisos. Also, Baravam Hadras Melech is a big topic that's used in various contexts. Sometimes Baravam Hadras Melech means if you get many people to do a mitzvah, many people involved, so then it's greater than only one person involved. Like here, you have more people carrying carrying up the limbs. Or the Gemara describes on Erev Pesach to have more Kohanim involved in the Zrikas Hadam passing it to the Mizbeach. Other times you have many people involved in one mitzvah. Right? For example, by Kiddush, the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan both talk about the adifus for one person to say Kiddush for others rather than each person. He says, Brovam Adras Melech. So the poskim struggle to figure out what's the difference between the cases. Is Barovam more people doing it, or one person doing it? So the Pnei Yeshua and others, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, well, maybe it depends how many actions are being done.
by Kiddush, we're all connecting to that one kosh shel bracha. So that one kosh, we can all be connected to that. So that's why it's Barov Am, to all be one bracha being said on behalf of many Jews. Mashaikin, if everybody's doing their own physical act, their own mitzvah, so maybe then the more people doing it. So for example, you never find in shul in the morning one person making the bracha of tillin, even if everybody's ready at the same time. With 10 different, everybody's saying amen, and then saying, or by talus. Because everybody's putting on their own tefillin, putting their own talus. There's no possibility of one person doing it. By Kiddush, one person could do the act, and everybody can be connected through that one act, that one kos. So therefore, because they can be connected through that, that's the Barov Am Hajus Melech. That's the Gemara in Brachas Nun Gimel about Besamim. About one person making the bracha besamim for everyone else. The discussion of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Okay, that's a big issue. Maybe we'll come back at the end, but if there's more time. Last line. There was no chatzer, there was no courtyard in Yerushalayim that was not lit up from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva lights. Tana. Isha Haisa Boreres Chitim La'ar Shal Beis HaShoeva. A woman was able, it was so light, she could even separate wheat. The Boreres Chitim. To the light of the Beis HaShoeva. So you see, and yet you need very strong light in order to do such a meticulous, such a detailed, such a an act. It wasn't just like trying to read by light, which maybe can do even a little less light, but Boreres Chitim, that takes strong light. As Tosas, according to the Yerushalmi, how are you allowed to use the light of the Beis HaMikdash? Isn't that an Isra of Me'ilah? Okay, it's Chol HaMoed. So you're allowed to do Borer. We're not worried about Borer. But what about that? Ha'ika Mi'ila? Isn't there an Isra of Mi'ila? The Shemenu Psila Hayu Shel Hektish. So the Yerushalmi answers, Kol Mare Vareach Ein Bohem Yishum Mi'ila. When it comes to the sound of the Levium, the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash, the physical beauty, and Reach, there is no Mi'ila, so don't worry about it. As Tosfos, that only gets out of the Issa Daraisa. Usually that principle means still that it's still an Issa Darabanan. So Tosfos answers V'yesh Lomar to Boreres Lav Dafka El Klomer Haisa Yechola Livrar Meirov Ora. She could have, not that she did. She could have used this light had she wanted to, but it's just describing the amount of light. It's not describing what was actually done. Right? She was Boreres Chitim getting the. She could have been Boreres Chitim getting the good Chitim out. Chasidim Anshei Maisa. The pious individuals of that generation, Tanu Rabbanon, what they sing when they dance, says the Tosefta, Yesh Mehen Omrim, Ashrei Yaldu Seinu, Shlo Bisha Ziknu Seinu, praiseworthy is our youth, that we have nothing to be embarrassed about. Nothing to be embarrassed about, Baruch Hashem. Elu Chasidim Anshei Maisa, those were the pious ones that were pious from a young age. V'yesh Mehen Omrim, Ashrei Ziknu Seinu, Shekipris Yaldu Seinu. Baruch Hashem, that we've become mature enough to be mechaper for what we used to be involved in. Elu, Baali Tshuva. These are the Baali Tshuva involved. So the ones that were perfect from in their past, used to say the first phrase, the ones who had what to work on, said the second phrase. Everybody was happy for where they were in life. Elu, Ve'elu, Omrim. And then they both said, Ashrei Mishalochato, Mishachato, Yashav Yimchalo. And they both joined in and praised each other. Whoever never sinned, wonderful, and whoever sinned should do tshuva, and they will be on the level too. The Ben Yoyadi here tries to mention maybe that the zikna and yaldus are lavdafka. Says maybe it means that yaldus is a simin for gashmius, while zikna is a simin for ruchnius, because that's what one is involved in whenever they at an older age and at a younger age. Let me just find the line in the Ben Yehoyada. Says the Ben Yehoyada, Shedvarim elu amru kula mina'ar vadzakin vakavana ki ha'inyanim hagufaniyim mechunim maise yaldus v'inyanim haruchaniyim mechunim maise zikna. Because when we're younger, we're more involved in other things. As we get older, like we've spoken about in the past years, we're pinkish about. That's why our hair turns white as we get older. Why? Simon of clarity. Va'adam yesh lo shnei minei asakim ba'olam hazeh. Many times, as we just spoke in Parshas Shir this week, we're involved in Gashmius and Ruchnius, and we have to be involved with the same Zrizus and the same Shlemus that we are if we have it in Gashmius and Ruchnius. So, says the Ben Yoyada, Ashrei Yaldu Seinu, praises our Yaldus, meaning if we're balanced in our Avoda, and we live a life based on the Shvila Zahav, so our Yaldus, our focus on Gashmias, doesn't embarrass our focus on Ruchnias. We shouldn't be involved in more in one in the Gashmi than in the Ruchni, at least. The other way, fine. But it can't be the other way. For Ravados, that's what's Asheret. The praise is if one can make such a statement that they have a consistent life and get as excited. Want to get excited about other things in life, that's fine. But also get excited about Torah and Chesed and Mitzvos and Yantif as well. Tanya. Amra Lav El Azakein, famous line. Kishahaya Sameach Besimchas Beza Joeva Amar Kain. Hillel, the famous humble person, the one who got called out of the shower four times and didn't get upset. Hillel, the Anav, says, Imani Kan Hakol Kan. If I'm here, everybody's here. I'm it. Bim Eini Kan Mikan. And if I'm not here, who's here? What did that mean? What does he mean by that? Obviously, it sounds somewhat arrogant. So how do we understand that line? So many pshatim given. First, we'll do Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that Hillel is speaking on behalf of God. He's not talking about himself. Im anikan, if Hashem is here, he's saying, talking to Bnei Yisrael on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doresh hayel rabim shelo yechtu b'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im ani kan hakol kan kol zman she'ani chafes b'bayis hazeh v'shchinasi shruya bo. If I'm here, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then everything's here. This is the Shechina. But if you sin, if we act inappropriately in this Simchas Beis HaShoeva or ever, in this Beis HaMikdash, then Hashem's going to leave, and then Mikan, there's not going to be anything here. Says Rav El Yashiv, right here, the Shechina is here? When did Hillel live? By Yesheni. Didn't we learn back in Yuma, the end of the first parak, there was no Shechina in By Yesheni? That was one of the five things that were different between By Yisrishin and By Yesheni. Shechina. So says the Rav El Yashiv, you have to say there was some level of Shechina there. There wasn't the intense level of Shechina that came with the Aron and the Kruvim. But you have to say, right, Hillel was in By Yesheni all the Tanaim. So that's what he says. Nechora, you have to say that there was some Shechina, even in bias Shane. Okay, we continue. Says that's one shot. Rashi and the Rav El Yashiv. Number two, Tosfos says Yerushalmi Mashmo Shayomer Al Atzmo. No, he was talking about himself, but he was saying the Parech, or at least the Gemara assumes that he was talking about himself. V'lekilusav Hutzarech. After Yerushalmi, he has to praise himself. Umishani, and the answer is Keneged Yisrael. Imanikan, if I, meaning we, if all Am Yisrael are here, that's Hakol Kan. Then we're all here. It's Am Yisrael as representative of what they are, Kadosh Baruch Hu's people. That is Baal Leitosus. If you look in the Hafla, quoted right from Maseches Ksubis, he has another pshat. He has another pshat about Hillel. Hine. Yesh bnei adam sheomrim, mi anochi sheeskel avod es melech malchem melech kadosh baruch hu. Who am I? Who am I to serve a kadosh baruch hu? Umanech shem avodas adam yulidisha. Right? Just a man. What chashivus is our avoda? But really, it's a toas gedola. Chas v'shal lomar kein. Ki ad afilu malach ha'elyon. There's a purpose for every being in life. Every creation. Every malach. Every person. V'mheimer re'uyim la'aso shlichusam. V'la'avod avodasa. If they do what they're supposed to do, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy. That's what Hillel is saying. Imanikan. If a lowly person like me is roy to serve Hashem and be mislamech v'simchas beis ha'shoeva, so then I call that everybody could come. Just the opposite, right? If I, such a low person, as a kokan, then all Yisrael are ru'uyim from a kal v'chomer from me. If I could be here, then everybody could be here. Vim einikan, klomar, imani achshova ademe benafshi. But if I think to myself that I'm not roy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'az ani shoel, so then I could also ask, mikan, miyuzev eizehu kan v'chol olam kulo she'roy la'avdo. If we all have that attitude of, you know, who could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we'll all have that hashkafa, and we would never be able to get anywhere in life. So that's Imanikan, Akokan, you have Rashi, you have Tosfos, and you have the Ba'al Hafla'a. We continue now. More with Hillel. Who, just one other hari I wanted to mention. That one could say, maybe the Imanikan also, in a derech of humility, relates to something that we just quoted many times, that's the Omer Ani, from Rav Yosef Engel. In the Beis HaOtzar, Rav Yosef Engel points out that only you only find the language of Omer Ani in the Gemara by Rebbe. It's like an Alanias Daiti. Any quotes, we've quoted that in the past, but just one part of that discussion relates, I think, to our Gemara. And that he quotes from the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, that Derech Anshei Maila HaGedolim, it's the derech of great people. Lehis bonein al kol dibureim umaaseim she'einem amadabrim. They think that's not them speaking. Veha osim bekoach atzmam rakoach eloki asher bahem ubchal anivraim. It's the divine koach that was put into them. I think I've quoted the story in the past. Someone once came to a big gadol. And they had published his divrei Torah for him, and they wanted to show it to him, and they show it. And he starts looking through it. And he's like, wow. It's amazing stuff. This is great. What is this? Like, Rebbe, it's yours. You don't usually talk about it. Give yourself a pat on the back. You say, it's amazing. So he says to them, he says, no, you don't understand. He says, it's my Torah. It's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. So I was the kli that Hashem used to publicize the Torah to the world or to my Talmidim. But that's not mine. So he recognized that it wasn't his. So he says, like Ketam, Hashem Svasai Tiftach. So he says, maybe that's the Lashon of Omer Ani. It's the ani that was put into me. Hainu dehiktim el diburo shelo hu b'chach maso b'tfunaso hu omer v'hamisig shadinu kach v'kach rakoch eloki asher bo hu yashchina kadosha hamachayas kol nevrayim v'nikres ani. It's the ani that Hashem put into me. He says, like, and then he quotes v'ayin sukkah amru alav al hillel shei sameach, and he quotes Rashi. So what does Rashi say? The ani is meant to go on Kodesh Baruch Hu. But he's saying even deeper. It's everything that we get. Lufi dvareinu akdumim yuvan biyoser in yinolashen emanikan haynu dashchina akdosha nikres ani v'amuvanim advaram kipshutan emanikan imashchina akdosha kan hakokan v'gam Rashi ramaz lazeh b'mesek l'shono shekasef ushchina si sharui bo. Rashi says in the second skinny line, my shchina! See, Rashi is alluding to that fact. What do you mean, my shechina? It's the shechina, it's the koach of kedusha that's put into each one of us that really we cannot take full credit for, but really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on us and able to have that. Okay, Hu Haya Omer Kain. He also said the following. Back to the Gemara. L'makom sha'ani ohev sham raglai molichos oti. In the place that I love to go, that's where my legs take me. I always go to places like David HaMelech said, wherever I go, I end up at the Beis Medrash. Im tavo el beisi, ani avo el beisecha. If you come to my house, says Hashem, I'll come to your house. Vim atalo tavo el beisi, ani lo avo el beisecha. And if you're not interested, then I'm not interested. Shnei amar, b'chol makom asher asku v'shmi, avo elecha uve'erachticha. Hashem says, right, wherever place where I mention Azkir Eshmi, right, where God's name is mentioned by learning Tefillah, then I will come. Afu Hillel continues. Right, this is quoting now the first parak in Pirkei Avos. Afu Ragul Goles Achas Shetzafa Preyamayim. He saw a skull that was floating on the water. Amar La, he says to it, Al Da'ataft Atfuch. Because you drowned others, you were drowned. Umatifayich yutufun. And those who drowned you will similarly be drowned. That's the line of Hillel. Ask all the mefarshim on Avos there. I don't understand. If the skull drowned others, then it deserved to be drowned. So why should the drowners of the skull be punished? Right? It was supposed to be. Says Rabbeinu Yonah over there to Kivan in Pirkei Avos Perak Beis. Kivan Deloha is that actually at the end. Kiva Deloha Viadayim Psak Din Shechayev Misa. Kol Harga Roseh Mikri V'Chayev Misa. Even though really he's Chayev, but there was no Psak Din yet, and therefore no Psak Din Lamisa. He can't just go and kill somebody, even though he might be going to be Chayev Misa. Number one, but number two, Rav Yashiv quotes here the Bali Musar who have a different shot. And that is, it depends what your kavanas are. And he quotes, in Sefer Malachim Beis, in Perek Tes, Yehu kills the house of Achav. Achav, one of the Rishayim. Why? Shetziva Navi Liel. Yehu kills the house of Achav after being commanded by the Navi to do that. After being commanded by the Navi. But later on, you find that Yehu himself, right? Yehu himself was taken care of because he did Avodah Zarah. So Chazina, he quotes the Rashi. This is a Rashi from Hosea in Perek Aleph. Shaharag Yehu, why was Yehu punished? Shaharag Yehu, base Yisrael, al sha'avdu asabal, v'alchuhu ubanav achreichin, v'avdu avodas akum. Yehu killed out Achav and his household, and then he followed suit. So, what do you see from that? Chazina midivrei Rashi, yisod gadol, tefadi yesh kan mitzvah. Yes, even if you're fulfilling the mitzvah, just like the Mitzrayim fulfilled the mitzvah of the Bris Bein Avasarim, avol zeh akol kishazel l'shem shamayim. They're doing it l'shem shamayim. But if Yehu wipes out Achav and then himself does avodah zarah, then that's not l'shem shamayim. That's because you want to kill somebody. V'im chazina deim apsmam over the avodah zarah. Raya, the stam ritzicha isakan. U'machshivim zos l'dam naki. And therefore, fine, you could be the tool of God. Hashem is using you. But if you're not doing it for the right reasons, so then you don't get the credit of doing it for the right reasons, and therefore Hashem's going to punish. So here too, that's the Matifayich also has it. We quoted that also from the Beis Halevi in Parsha Shmos on Vayeda Elokim, right, the pasuk in the Haggadah. Vayeda Elokim, the Medrash says on there that the Malachim were complaining, Halalo the Avodah Zarah, Halalo the Avodah Zarah, everybody's doing Avodah Zarah. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu says Vayeda, he knows that we're only doing it mitam ones. And if we wouldn't have the ones, we wouldn't be doing it. But shaking the others, they can't say, oh, they're ones. They're not ones. They would do it even without the ones. Okay. Says the Gemara. Fascinating, remarkable story coming up. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ragloi debar inish inun arvin bay. The legs of a person are, right, his arevim. Right, his co-signers. La asar de mispe'e, to the place that he is needed, taman movilin yasei, that's where his legs take him. Right, that's the line. The Marsha here points out, it's dafka ragloi debar inish, meaning people, not animals. Animals don't have such hashgacha pratis, right? Many Rishonim hold that animals have hashgacha klalis, not hashgacha pratis. That's the chinuch on this week's Parsha. The chinuch on mitzvah mitzora. Mitzvah, he talks about Tzara'as is a reflection of Hashgacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends messages to each and every individual Jew. Hashgacha. And there he talks about this week's Parsha that Hashem does not do that to the animals, right? Only to the people. So here's the story. Hainu Tarti Kushoi, Davikami Kami Shlomo. There were two handsome individuals that were in front of Shlomo. Eli Choref, Achia, Bnei Shisha. So from the Shlomo Havi, they were his scribes. Yomachad, Chazi l'malach ha-maves, Tavi ka-atziv. Shlomo Melech is walking around and he sees the malach ha-maves. And he's fairly sad. Amar le, amai atzivis? Hey, malach ha-maves, why are you so upset today? What's the problem? Amar le, t'kapo minei, haritarti kushai. D'yasvi hacha. I need to get these two people and I can't figure out how to take them. So Shlomo was like, oh, I better get them away quickly. Masrinu l'se'irim, he gave them to the se'irim. Se'irim are the demons. Shlomo HaMelech was in charge. He was friendly with everyone, right? Even the demons. He took the demons to take them to Luz. Luz, the city that nobody ever died in. Remember the story in Sanhedrin? Somebody lied once and said something that, oh, they can't come to the, they're not available right now, and his wife was really in the shower. And therefore they asked him to leave. Either way, he wanted to get him to Luz. Shadrinu l'mechuzah de Luz. Kimatu l'mechuzah de Luz. Shachivu. As they're about to get into Luz, these two individuals drop dead. L'machar, the next day, Chazi Malach HaMavis, Tavis Kabadach. Shlomo Melech sees the Malach HaMavis who is laughing. Amar le, amai badichas. What's so funny? Amar le, ba'asar debo minoi taman shadrinhu. You sent them to the exact place where I needed them. I was crying yesterday because I couldn't figure out a way to get them to Luz. Says, now you sent them. Shlomo, you played in exactly to my hands. Miyad, pasach Shlomo v'yomar. So Shlomo hears that and repeats the line that the story started out with. Ragloi debarinish inan arvin bay. The legs of a person are his co-signers. La'asar demisbi taman movilin yasei. That's where you're going to go. Right? And the Bali Musar point out, this story is crucial. You can't run away from fate. We can't run away from our destiny. Wherever a person is supposed to be when a certain event happens, that's where they are going to be one way or another. Right? That's the Bali Musar on this line. And we can do our best, our Ishtavos. Yonah couldn't run away. And these two individuals couldn't run away. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to occur, it'll occur no matter where we are. The Mefarshim also say that this is the basis of the halacha of Meis Mitzvah Kona Mekomo. right, wherever a meis mitzvah, you know, dies on the road, so he's kona makomo, because that's exactly where he was supposed to be. Tanya, Amr Olav al Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Kshei Sameach Simchas Beis HaShoeva, when Reb Shimon ben Gamliel used to dance, Hayanotol Shmona Avukos Shalar, used to take 8 torches, Vizorek Achaz Venotol Achaz, and throw one up and throw one down, they'll juggle, Venogaz Zu Bazu, and they didn't touch each other. Parenthetically, somebody sent me last night, by email, in the Guinness Book of World Records, the most torches juggled in history was 7. So, they didn't see Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Right? 8. Ukshu mishtachaveh, no h negod love ba'aretz. And when he used to dance, bowing down, like on his head, he used to put his 2 thumbs on the earth. Vishokhev and noshik as a ritzpah, vizokev, ain't kolbir yechol alasos kain. He was, he'd be able to support his entire weight on his 2 thumbs. Vizui kita, and that's amazing, a dangerous act, but he was able to do it. Levi achvi kita kami de Rebbe Vitla. Levi tried it, and he became lemi. He became his arms. He hurt himself. So Gemara says, v'hagarma levi, that's what caused it. V'amar Rebbe Elazar. No, it's because something he said. Lo ma'itiach adam dvaram klapi mala. A person should never talk irreverently to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shere adam gadol hitiach dvaram klapi mala, blaming God. There was one person that did it, the itzla, and he became lame, umanu levi. So it wasn't dafka because he did this physical act, right? He did it because he said this. Havaha garmalei, it was both. Meaning he said this, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu figured out how to punish him and how to bring him to this situation, and that's what he... That's what he did. Vaiter, Levi Avi Mekatayel, Kame de Rebbe, Betimni Sakini. Levi used to entertain Rebbe with 8 knives. Meaning, Rashi explains that Rebbe got, that the Tzarchei Tzibur got too much on Rebbe. And he heard about all of the Tzaris of Klal Yisrael that he was having to deal with, so he came a little depressed. So Levi wanted to make him feel a little better, and therefore he used to entertain him, throwing the knives up. Shmuel kami Shvur Malka betvanya mazgi chamra. And Shmuel, in front of Shvur Malka, used to juggle 8 cups of wine and not spill any. Abaya kame deraba betimne beye, 8 eggs. V'amila ba'arba bay, some say 4 eggs. Either way, all of these different suggestions of entertainment that were given. Rav Yashav has another ha'ara here, and that is, not Rav Yashav, this is the Chashuge Chemet. Is somebody allowed to do something dangerous in order to entertain a chassan and kala? Sometimes you see these guys at weddings, and there are swords and fire. Is that mutter? Is that allowed? Well, our Gemara seems to say it is allowed. Well, is it really? He says, what am I going to quote? Says the Aruch Laner says, you know why these Amoram were allowed to do it? These Tanoim? Sheschus Rebbe Ma'akiv HaPuranus. You were doing it for Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. So no terrible thing is going to happen, you know, if Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi is the one that you are going to do it for. He says, he quotes the tshuva of the Nodeb Yehuda that we like to quote, the hunting tshuva. We talk about what's the answer of hunting? So he quotes, it's not Bal Tashchis and it's not this, but it is putting yourself into a dangerous situation for no reason. And then he says, if it's your parnasa, so then, okay, maybe I'll give it to you a little bit. So maybe if the batchan does it for his parnasa, okay. But he says, aklala yotzei b'divrei Nodeb Yehuda, shelaman toel es mutu l'stachin ksas, avalaman shiashua v'tiyo stam entertainment asur, afilu k'shach shash katan v'im kain, im ein derech acheres l'zameh chas v'kala, if this is the only way to l'zameh chas v'kala, then fine. But lemaisa mikivan she'efshel l'smoach af b'li sakana im kein hasakana nechleles b'dvar harishus ulu dvar harishus ein listakein klal. He's not into the swords and the fire. So the person involved in it might say, well, it's not dangerous. I'm an expert. I could stick fire into my mouth all the time. I don't know. I'm not one of them. And one has to at least ask a shayla. At least ask a shayla. But he says, you can't learn anything from this Gemara because it might be the great zechuyos of the Tanoim that were protected them in that place. Tanya. Weiter, about 10 lines up. Amr Rav Shimon Chananya, Kshayinu Smechim Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Lo Reinu Sheina Beineinu. When we were besimcha, we never slept. We never slept the whole week. Ketzat Shar Rishona Tamid Shal Shachar. Misham, after Tamid Shal Shachar, we went to Davin. Misham Latvila. Misham LaKarban Musaf. Misham Latvila Samusafin. Misham LaBeis HaMedrash. Misham LaChila V'Shasiyah. We went to learn, we went to eat. Misham LaTvila Smincha. Misham LaTamid Shal Ben Arabayim. Mikan Ve'eluch LaSimchas Beis HaShoeva. They were busy the whole day. Day and night they were busy, and therefore they didn't sleep. Let's finish and then we'll make a comment. Aini, is this really true? V'yam Rabbi Yochanan, Shavua Shalal Ishan Shloshi Yom Malkan Osov Yashan La'alter. If somebody makes a Shavua that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, that's a Shavua Shav. You give him Malkus and he could go to sleep right away. So what do you mean they didn't sleep for a week? How is that possible? Elachi Kamar Lo Ta'amnu Tam Sheda. Just means they didn't sleep a serious sleep. Tavi Minam Nimi Akisva Dahadati. They used to sleep on each other's shoulders. But they didn't actually sleep and go to bed. They dozed every so often, but they didn't have a serious sleep for the entire week. Two very important taharas that you see from this Gemara. Number one is a question that many times, I'm sure, a lot of us have been asked, are we going to daven when Mashiach comes? Did they daven in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? It's Beferish and Gemara. It's Beferish that they davened. They davened Bizman HaMikdash. They had the Karban and they had Tefillah. They had both as Beferish the Brisa during the time of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Isn't there a Gemara in Brachas that says Tefillos Keneged Tvidim Teknum? So says the Achronim, it's Meduyak, that it is Keneged Tvidim and not B'makum Tvidim. Keneged, parallel to. You're right, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, they did this with the Tvidim. But it's still Keneged. Keneged, opposite, next to, parallel to, Bizman HaMikdash, and still do we do it now, but it didn't take the place of the Tvidim. It doesn't mean that it takes the place. And also, remember, the Rambam says that davening is daraisa every day. What, in the Bizman HaMikdash, they didn't daven? Of course they davened. Of course they davened, right? They even did archaeology. They found shuls from the time of the Mikdash. They found shuls in Susia and other places. They found very ancient shuls. Right, so obviously they daven even Bizman HaMikdash. You see this before from the Gemara. The interesting Hara though here is that they davened, if you look at the order, first they brought the Karban Tam, then they davened Shacharis. And at the end, first they davened and then they brought the Karban Tam and Shabbat Arbayim. Right, so the Mefarshim, the Marsha points that out, that it could be that because the Tamid had to be the first and the last, right, the Aseid Ashlama. And that's why the davening was in between after the Shacharis and before the Ben Arbayim. Chamesh Esrei Milos. 15 steps going down from the Ezra's Nashim to the Ezra's Yisrael to the Ezra's Nashim. Amalei Rav Chizda Lahu Midir Rabbanan. Tavi Kamasadir Agadza Kameh. Rav Chizda said to the rabbi who said over Agadatas in front of him. Amalei. Shamilcha Hani Chamesh Esrei Milos Kenegin Mi Amram David. You ever hear of any symbolism to those 15 steps? Where they came from? Amalei. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Bishar Shekara David Shisin. When David HaMelech was digging the Shisin. Right, remember, he got everything ready for the Beis HaMikdash, and Shlomo, his son, built it. When he was digging the Shisin, Rashi points out, this is like the opinion, that it was not Misheshes Yimei Breishis, but it was man-made. Kafet Tahoma, he basically hit a pipe, and the Tahom started overflowing the world, the Boilam Mishvei Alma, and it was going to flood the world. Omar David Chamesh Esrei, Milos Vahoridon. David HaMelech said that 15 Shira Malos, right, 15 Shira Malos in Tehillim, Keneged these 50, and then the water went down. Says the Gemara Yehachi, Chamesh Esrei Milos, Yardos Miboyalei. No, just the opposite. Those aren't 15 Milos, those should be things that go down. The water went down. So Amalei, Holvit, Kartan, Achi, Itmar. So he said, oh, you reminded me. The following story. Itmar. Bishashakar David Shisin, Kavatahoma, Ubala Mishtave Alma. When David was digging the Shisin, the water was going to come and flood the world. Amar David Mika Diyada, Ishoi Limitlev Shem, Achaspa. Does anybody know, could I write a Shem Hashem on a shard, v'nishtei b'tahom o'manach, and throw that into this tahom, and it'll stop it up. Rashi says, because when David was digging, what came out that was plugging up the hole was Shem Hashem on a shard. So he says, maybe I could write it and throw it in there, even though what's the issue? Even though that it's going to be erased by the water. So it's Gram Mechikas Hashem. Gram Mechikas Hashem. Right, Rashi quotes that on top from the Medrash and Sefer Shmuel. So, did anybody know that? Anybody know the answer to this? One second, isn't it Pikuach Nefesh? Ask the Aruch Laner. Pikuach Nefesh is Kodocha everything. So, what's his issue? Right, what's his issue here? So Aruch Laner discusses how do you put that together with the problem of Pikuach, that the heter of Pikuach Nefesh. That's his question here. In Kash Klas Kasha Lamali Mesupa, because ain't ever shomed the Frey Pikuach Nefesh. Frey Pikuach Nefesh, Goldam Izesh, Rasat Home, the Mishtaf Alma, the whole world. So he says, Al Chilul Hashem, Afilu Bishar Mitzvah Zihar Gal Yavar. says David was misupak if this is called Chil Hashem, being mochet Shem Hashem. That was his question. Amazing suggestion. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Lekat the Kamalei Midi. Nobody answered him. He didn't get an answer. So he says, Amar David, called the Yadela Meimar Veino Omar Yechanek Begrono. Anybody who knows the answer to this question and doesn't answer should die. Yechanek Begrono. Nasa Achitofel, Kalvachomer Ba'asva Achitofer. Achitofel says a Kalvachomer to himself. He says, wait a minute. Umalaso Shalomein Ishla Ishto. Amra Torah. If to keep the peace between husband and wife, meaning by Anisha Sota, the Torah says, Shmi Shenechta B'kdusha Yimachal Amayim, my name can be erased. Lasa Shalom Achol Olam Kul Olachas Kama V'kama. So to make Shalom in the whole world, surely, it should be Mutter. Amalei Shari, so Achitofel pipes up and says, Mutter! Right, this Achitofel taught David one thing, he called him Rebbe. Kosav Shamach Shem Achaspa V'shadi L'tohoma V'nachis Tohoma Shisar Alfi Garmadi. So David says, okay, thank you. So he takes it, and the water goes down 16 Garmadi. Which is very, very low. Ki chazi, the nachis tuva. Amar, he says he went down too far. Kama de mitzli tve, mirtav alma. No, it's too far down. The world needs some moisture. Amar, chamesh esrei mailos, va'aske chamesh alfi garmidis. He brought it back up. It went down 16, it came up 15. Va'ukme ba'alfi garmidi. He left it at 15, so that's one under. Amar, ula shvami na sumcha da'ara alfi garmidis. You see, the thickness of the earth, of the universe, must be 1,000. Because that's how much he left. So why sometimes do we dig down and we hit water? That's from a different source. From a ladder of paras that goes higher into the top, the upper, alfi gar midi. Says the Ben Yehoyada, right here. What does it mean, don kalvachomer be'atzmo? What does it mean, be'atzmo? He says, nearly a kavanah, lo l'shem shemayim amar akal v'chomer zeh. But he was worried that David HaMelech, we know, just said this curse. Achitov achashesh la'atzmon b'kilas David HaMelech alav ha'shalom. Afilum yashiv tshuva al shel heter. Right? Because kilas chacham, afilu, right? It comes true, even if it is l'chinam. So he says, but David HaMelech will definitely daven for me that I'm not nizuk from his words. So that he won't be a cause. Right? He doesn't want to be caused. So says the Ben Yoyada, the Gemiri, so David will be vadai daven for me, so I'm not damaged. Because he doesn't want to have Ayide Grama to cause anything. So he says, that's why I can't just tell him it's Grama. And Grama is Mutter on a Daraisa level. Because if I say Grama is not an action, then he's going to think Grama is not an action for him too, and he won't daven for me. And he won't think that the Grama that he's going to cause damage for me would be a problem. So he says, I have to come up a Kavachomer Me'atzmi. From myself, to save myself, without relying on the heter of Grama, Gram Mechika, which is Mutter. So he says, that's the Kavachoma that he doctrines for himself. Okay. Va'amdu Kohanim B'shar El Yon Sheyored V'chulu. They stood on the 10th step. So 10th from where? From on top or from below? Boy Rabbi Yerm, Yolomala, Asiris, Denachas, Chamisha, V'koya, Asara. They went down 5. Odilma, Denachas, Asara, V'koya, Chamisha, Teku. Unclear. Tanur Rabbanon, Mimafra, Shedem, Aropanem, Kedma, Inni, Odeh, Shachrem, Alech, Al-Hashem. When they were going out to do the Sheiva, they were facing east, so I know their back was west. So what's the emphasis? They even exposed themselves and, you know, went to the bathroom in that situation, the earlier generations. Are you really allowed to do this? You can't say two phrases of ka. Elahachi Amri really is one phrase. Hema mishtachavim lakedma va'anu laka ve'inenu lakami achalos. So make it all into one phrase. Okay, let's read the Mishnah, and Meshem next time we'll discuss it. Says the Mishnah, Ein pochzin me'esher ma'achatz chiyas b'mikdash ve'mosifin al arba mishmona. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash they blew tkiyas between 21 and 48. Every day there was 21, where 3 lepsichas sha'arim, 3 to open the gates in the morning, 9 with the tamid shel shachar, that's 12, and then another 9 for the tamid shel bein arbayim, that's 21. That's a regular day, 9, 9, 3. Whenever there's a current musaf, there was another 9 And that would make 30. Ube Erev Shabbos, Hayimosif and Shesh. There was another 6 to make 36. Shalosh Lahavdil Asami Malacha. 3 to tell the Am to stop doing Malacha. Vishalosh Lahavdil Mikodesh Lachol. And 3 to be Mavdil, that you really, it's the last point. Erev Shabbos Shebesoch HaChag, and Erev Shabbos during Sukkis. That's the most tkiyas. Why? Because there's also tkiyas with the nisach hamayim. Hayusham arba mishmona. So we go through all of them. Shalosh l'psicha sha'arim for the gates. Shalosh l'shar ha'elyon v'shalosh l'shar ha'tachton. 3 for the upper gate and for the lower gate. V'shalosh l'milui amayim. V'shalosh al-gabi ha'mizbeach. Teish shalatamit shal shachar v'teish shalatamit shal arbayim v'teish shal musafin. The regular ones. Shalosh l'atos amin ha'malacha v'shalosh l'havdom in kodesh l'chol. So all of them are done that day, in order to tell everybody to stop. So Erev Shabbos, during Sukkis, that is the time that they had 48. But tomorrow, next time, we'll talk about the Gemara in Shabbos says there was another 3 to tell people to about Tefillin and the Shabbos Lamed Hey. So could you relate that to this Mishnah about wearing Tefillin on Chol HaMoed? What about the songs that were sung? So there's other issues that relate to this Mishnah, but we'll stop here.